Some good and some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
C-I-T-R!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that...
C-I-T-R!
Can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Last year, CITR 101.9 FM started its very first fun drive, and the response was fantastic. You, the listening public, donated your money and your vehicles. You included CITR as the sole recipient in your wills and your estate planning. Many of you even donated your internal and vital organs to CITR. For that, we thank you, and...
We're doing it all over again!
Starting Monday, October 1st, CITR presents its second annual fun drive. Please help CITR to continue the fine quality you've come to expect from Vancouver's greatest radio station. Tune in during October 1st to the 14th to hear amazing specialty shows and the fantastic prizes you can win with your pledges. This year, CITR is going for $20,000, so please show us you care and visit www.citr.ca for more info.
All the dangerous games you have done, they never ask us to hold down.
Thank you. Hello, you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Duncan, broadcasting to you from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Truth be told, this is being recorded the night before. This is Wednesday night, but it's being broadcast on Thursday. I had a meeting, so I can't actually be in the studio today. So don't call in, because there'll be no one to answer the phone calls. At the top, we heard Bernard Lakes with their song, And You Lied to Me. Bernard Lakes was one of 10 bands nominated for the Polaris Music Prize, which is only in its second year, but has garnered quite a bit of attention. It's a $20,000 prize for a Canadian album judged solely on artistic merits without regard to genre or record sales. Bernard Lakes were joined by Arcade Fire, The Deers, Julie Dwaran, Feist, Junior Boys, Miracle Fortress, Joel Plaskett, Chad Van Galen, and Patrick Watson on the nominee list. Patrick Watson actually won, which was a bit of a shocker. I hadn't really heard of him too much. I didn't know much about him. He's a Montrealer. He puts out pop music. That's about all I know. I was really rooting for Julie Dwaran, who I thought had a stellar album with Woke Myself Up. So we're going to hear some Patrick Watson up top. Then we're going to hear some Julie Dwaran, just so you can hear what should have won. And then we're also going to hear some Chad Van Galen and some Miracle Fortress. Miracle Fortress being another band that I know a lot of people were rooting for. So here is Patrick Watson.
Thank you. gesture turns a little fast. Isn't it strange and nothing ever lasts?
Talking about, yeah, nuclear war, yeah, they push that button.
Physicians for Global Survival and the Liu Institute for Global Issues present Double Trouble, Health Impacts of Global Warming and Global Warring, a day-long teaching, Friday, September 28th, 2007, from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Liu Institute on UBC's Point Grey campus. Registration is just $15 for students. For more information, visit pgs.ca.
There goes the dark horse, leaving the stage with my baby. And there goes the dark horse, leaving this place without me. I'm writing you from Montreal to tell you that I don't belong here. Writing you from Montreal, bye bye. Well, you're a pretty nice kid, and I wanna know what made you think you could make it in a place like this. Place like this, you're feeding your kids among all these pirates, feeding your kids the best that you can with what you've got. And now I'm writing you with all my heart to tell you that I don't belong here. I'm writing you from all my heart. Bye bye. there goes the dark horse, leaving my life forever. And there goes the dark horse, leaving this life forever. Now I'm writing you with all my heart to tell you that I'm coming home. And I'm writing you from all my heart. Bye.
Back to your coffin.
All right, welcome back. That was the song Hold Your Secrets to Your Heart by Miracle Fortress. Before that, we heard Graveyard by Chan Van Galen from his album Skella Connection. And before that, we heard Dark Horse by Julie Dwarin. Because I am not stuck in a studio on a weekday, I have the distinct pleasure of inviting my friend, Anna, to join me with the recording of this show. Anna, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. So you're a Julie Dwarin fan. Were you kind of disappointed to hear she didn't win the Polaris Prize?
Well, yeah. It doesn't really surprise me because she's been around for a while. She's not the new thing.
Right, right.
But that sort of makes me feel even more like she should have won because she's been going at it for so long. And with not enough recognition, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We saw her play not long ago, and just about broke my heart.
Really? Yeah. That song in particular, Dark Horse, I guess, is about touring and having to, like, leave her kids and in Sackville, New Brunswick, and cross the country. And it, yeah.
And thinking that she was making a terrible mistake.
Yeah.
And that she'd made a terrible choice of careers.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Yeah,
but
thank God she didn't change.
Thankfully for the rest of us, we know that she made the right choice. So coming up next, we have a bunch of new stuff. Just before that happens, I'm going to read some of the upcoming concerts. Anna, any shows coming up that you're excited about?
Well, I tried to get tickets to MIA, but it was sold out in 20 minutes.
So. Yeah, I was, I mean, even by the standards of, you know, Vancouver shows, I thought that was pretty quick.
And of course, I'm taking my parents, to,
Final Fantasy,
so that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. All right, so some other shows that are coming up next. Bernard Lakes, who we heard at top, are playing with the Hylozaists and Mohawk Lodge on the 27th. Which is, that's tonight, if you're listening. It's tomorrow, but it's tonight for you radio listeners. Friday night, the New Pornographers are playing with Lavender Diamond and Fancy. We're going to hear some Lavender Diamond later on in the show. Sunrise are playing on the 28th as well with Taxes at Casbah at Library Square. DJ Champion is playing at Richards on Richards on Friday night. Bison is playing with Spread Eagle and Grass City on the 29th. That's Saturday night at the Media Club. Also that night, Sex Attack is at Hoko's. Some guy, Dustin, in Sex Attack. It's his birthday party. I don't know. Early Mart is playing that night at the Pit. Mike Realm is playing at the Commodore. I don't know who that is. Later on, October 1st, the Klaxons are at the Commodore. That should be a lot of fun. On the 2nd, Built to Spill is at the Commodore. On the 3rd, The National is at the Commodore. A lot of big shows at the Commodore coming up. I don't know if that's because it changed to Live Nation or something. But anyways, the Chromeo is playing their makeup show at the Sonar on the 4th. And Bella are having their CD release party with 16mm and Parlor Steps on the 4th. Later that month, also Justice playing at the Commodore on the 13th. Fiery Furnaces on the 15th at Richards. And like we said before, Fiery Furnaces on the 20th at Richards. Coming up, we're gonna hear this song. What?
It's called Shack Up.
Yeah, Shack Up.
By Blackbuster.
So originally the song is by A Certain Ratio, and they were signed on Factory Records, this big record label in Manchester. The founder just died, I can't remember his name. But my friend Highwell, his brother got married in the Philippines this summer, and he's a...
We weren't there, no.
But he's an amazing DJ, you might know him as Headspin, and he was looking through a bunch of old records in record stores there, and found a collection of this Filipino band doing covers of disco songs. I don't really know if Shack Up could be considered a disco song, but it's amazing. And it's so great that this Filipino funk band essentially is doing a cover of A Certain Ratio. It blew my mind when I heard that. After that, we're going to hear another song that Headspin turned me on to. It's by Can, and it's a loop that he's done of their song Vitamin C. It's pretty cool stuff. Both of those songs you can find at the blog for the A, like the Canadian expression, exclamation A, Team DJs. It's a new kind of collective that he, Headspin, has joined with a number of other DJs across the country. So Google that or Facebook it and you can find them. And there's a bunch of cool mixes there. After that, to keep the German flavor alive coming from Cannes, we're going to hear some Von Sudenfed. Von Sudenfed is the band that Mark E. Smith of The Fall has formed with Mouse on Mars. It's kind of an every now and then kind of collaboration. So we're going to hear the song Fledermaus Can't Get It. And I bring it all together. You got the Mark E. Smith from Manchester meeting up with Shaq Up to the Filipino funk band to the German can.
It's back obvious what's
to
next.
The German electronic band. It's like a beautiful figure eight of music.
It's clear as crystal.
Right. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM, and here is Blackbuster.
Ha! can't get it now. I can't get it now, but I can get it. Can't get it now. I can't get it now, but I can get it. What's up the stairs? What's up the stairs? Can't get it now. I can't get it now.
Was from the album Traumatic Reflections, the song Fledermaus Can't Get It from Von Sudenfed, a collaboration between Mark E. Smith of The Fall and Mouse on Mars. And before that, we heard some krautrock from Can. Coming up, we're going to hear some Lavender Diamond. I think it's just a she. She has an EP out called Cavalry of Light, and she's opening for the New Pornographers tomorrow night at the Commodore. So I'm going to play the song You Broke My Heart. Thanks to my friend Paul for sending that along to me when he was visiting the other day. But before that, we're going to hear a song called Where Do You Go To, My Lovely? I don't know too much about it other than it's by a guy named Peter Sarsted, and it was the inspiration for a new short film by Wes Anderson called Hotel Chevalier. It's sort of a prequel to the new feature-length film that he has coming out called The Darjeeling Limited. And the prequel, the short film before it called Hotel Chevalier, stars Natalie Portman and Jason Schwartzman, who you may know as Max Fisher of Rushmore, the greatest movie ever made. So that film, apparently it's available on iTunes, the Apple Music service, but for download. I think that might be U.S. only, so hopefully it will hit YouTube or some, you know, like-minded video playing service soon, so that we can see it before Darjeeling Limited gets its wide release sometime in October. I hear it's quite crucial to, or it greatly enhances the viewing experience of the latter film. So, if you like the song, think you could be inspired by it, think about how Wes Anderson was inspired by it, and go watch Hotel Chevalier. Here is Where Do You Go To, My Lovely, on CITR 101.9 FM.
You talk like Marlene Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jamet. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on, yes it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs, and when the snow falls, you're found in Samoritz with the others of the jet set, and you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No, you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head, yes I do. Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan. He sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. They say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire, but they don't realize where you came from, and I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly born takes. They try. So look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside. Yes, you do. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed. I know that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your head. Na, 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 na.
CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Oh.
That was the Dirty Projectors with their song Police Story. Before that, we heard Lavender Diamond. And before that, Peter Sarsted. I don't have too much time left with you for this show. Coming up, Mariel Kay is hosting We All Fall Down. After that, Robin with Inkstuds and Brendan with Crimes and Treasons. Stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM all afternoon. To finish off the show today, this episode of Dunkin' Donuts, I'm going to play a song from Jonathan Richman's best album, in my opinion, Rockin' and Romance. The song is called The Fenway, and it's an ode to Fenway Park, the famous baseball park in Boston, and home to my favorite baseball team, the Boston Red Sox. I have an abiding love for the Boston Red Sox, something that I don't talk about too much here on the radio, but they're about to enter into the postseason, and I wish them best of luck. I think they've got a good chance. They'll probably play Cleveland in the first round, and then the Yankees probably, because they always play the Yankees, and this year they're going to destroy them like they did in 2004. Just wait. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, check us out on the podcast. If not, see you next Thursday for our first episode during the funding drive. It should be pandemonium. Thanks. Bye.
Now I was born by the Fenway in Beth Israel Hospital. Could that help to explain why I love the Fenway so well? Nowhere do I feel more at home, it seems, than on the Fenway where I've dreamed my dreams. When I was small, they took us to Old Mechanics Hall. We got to see the mighty Ted Williams put one over the right field wall. Oh man, nostalgia comes out every day, it seems, on the Fenway where I've dreamed dreams. Sometimes it rains and then it's just damp and cold. Sometimes I've roamed its little paths when I felt old. Now smell the air and you'll smell exhaust fumes everywhere, 'cause the place is just too narrow not to be bothered by them there. But there's silence to the place when you stand there in the sun, and there's an echo from an era that's already past and gone. And there is silence in the Gardner Museum.
Where is that?
It's on the Fenway where I've dreamed my dream. Well, I can, oh, clap your hands. Clap it, oh, da-da-da-da-da-da. Silence to that place as you stand there in the sun, and there's also this haunting silent sorrow, 'cause the glory days have gone. And there's silence in the Gardner Museum. Well, it's on the Fenway, you know, where I've dreamed my dreams. Boston's Fenway, where I've dreamed my dreams.
Malt vinegar, newspaper wrapping, red sauce, tartar sauce, brown sauce.